We are here with Sarah Hardwick, one of the world's foremost experts in equity crowdfunding. The same Sarah Hardwick, by the way, that helped Aptera Motors raise over $100 million in about 2 years, which is amazing. Sarah, thank you for being here to talk to us today.
Hey, thank you. Thanks, guys.
We look forward to learning what you're up to now, but we also want to talk a little bit about what you've been up to, that is working with Aptera Motors, Sarah. So can you just spell out your journey for us, where you started with Aptera Motors?
Yeah, how'd you hear about them and get involved?
Gosh, well, I think one of the most special things about my journey with Aptera was it started over a decade ago. So I have owned a marketing agency for over 20 years, and my agency was the first company to actually launch Aptera in the very first iteration of Aptera. So Aptera, Steve and Chris were one of my clients. And so I had the opportunity and, you know, the privilege to be involved from the very beginning and launch Aptera and then, you know, be back now for the really exciting part as we get really close to production.
Wow, that is so cool. So back in what, 2007 era, like that? And then, so when the company stopped trying to move the vehicle forward for a while, then you have this kind of gap. What are you doing then? Are you back to your agency or what were you up to?
Yeah, so I ran my agency and I, you know, we worked with a lot of different kinds of clients. I think, you know, to be honest, there was something so special about Aptera. And, you know, it was one of those things where I always thought, gosh, that, you know, that is the one thing I really, you know, that needs to happen. The world needs it. And so I went off to work with different clients from Nestle to, you know, Ghirardelli Chocolate to, you know, all sorts of tech and finance and great companies. But it always felt like, you know, to me, there was something kind of missing. And so my journey was very interesting in that about, you know, 10 years into having my agency, I did a big pivot, which was a pivot to values-based marketing. So after working with, you know, a lot of these clients, I had my son, Elliot, and the agency landscape had changed very dramatically over those 10 years. When I started in 2002, you know, we didn't have social media and, you know, we would fax things to people. And so 10 years later, you know, to be honest, you know, marketing and social media and a lot of those agencies, it almost became kind of a commodity. And where in the past we used to kind of have a seat at the table and be involved with the CEOs and it was very strategic. And, you know, then 10 years later, it was, you know, what did it all mean? You know, and there's lots of competition. And so I did a lot of soul searching and I looked back at all of the campaigns we had done over the years. And some of them, you know, were huge and, you know, they went wild and they were, you know, thousands of people got inspired and excited. And then some of them just didn't have, you know, quite the impact. So in looking back at all of those campaigns, what I realized was the common thread was really values and the times that we were able to connect to people on this core human level, that was when it became magic. And that was when the community became important. And that was when we really had, you know, the opportunity to build a fan base that was loyal. So that was an inspiration for me.
That's amazing. So that's not time bad spent, is it? I mean, that time when Aptera stopped to where it started, you reinvented yourself, your agency. You reinvented marketing, I think, for a lot of people. I don't want your head to get so big your hat don't fit, Sarah, but you've done some really important work. And I want to talk about that in a moment. But just back to Aptera for a second. So we had that. And then Aptera, Chris and Steve say, hey, we're going to do this again. How do you get back involved? Where do you come back in?
Well, I mean, it was amazing. The timing was very interesting. It was right around the time COVID was happening. And I had actually lost about 75% of my clients just in, you know, the first week of COVID. So I was thinking to myself, oh my gosh, you know, what's going to happen? And what's the future hold for me? And that was when Steve reached back out to me and he said, hey, you know, you're not going to believe it, but we're getting the band back together. And Chris and I are back together. And, you know, and I had known and I had stayed in touch with them and I had known what they were up to. And obviously they both had gone on to build very successful companies in the meantime. And so I knew what they were doing and, you know, was surprised and, you know, very, very excited to have the opportunity to come back on board. So I started off just as working with Aptera as a client. So at that time, I still had my agency. And so that's, you know, great. I brought them on as a client. And so for about the next year, that was, you know, before we even had our very first prototype noir, we had no prototypes. We had this vision, and Jason Hill had just come back on board. And so, you know, Chris and Steve and I and Jason were all kind of formulating what is this going to be, and how are we going to bring this out, you know, to the world? So it was a very exciting time to be involved, you know, before, you know, everything that's happened now and before all of the success and the momentum. So it was just, you know, such a cool time of just this dreaming. And, you know, I think the belief of Chris and Steve and also everyone involved that the world needs Aptera. And so it was just this, we're going to do it and we're going to make it happen. And it was a very exciting time before we even had any idea of the, you know, the cool things to come.
Wow. Nice. And it must speak to how important personally that you valued, because you ended up working for Aptera. You had your own company. You were an independent business person, and you must have believed so much that you were willing to take a job working for someone else, which is hard when you've had your own business.
It was actually the first job I ever had after having my agency for so long. But you know, you're right. It was, I felt compelled. I felt like I had this opportunity, and it got so big so fast. And I, for about a year, I was working, continuing to have my agency, and became the CMO of Aptera. And it was a tough, you know, choice. I was kind of trying to balance. And then, you know, seeing the amazing success and just the rising of this movement, you know, I just said, I feel like I have a responsibility to dive in. And the world needs this. So I ended up selling my agency and coming on board full time.
Wow. So what do you miss, Sarah? Because we know how involved you were, you know, because
we know they're missing you.
Yeah. And you started the idea of having brand ambassadors, and you have some of the most passionate brand ambassadors out there. When we talk to them, it's just exciting how excited they are about what you're doing. You must miss something.
I miss so much. On the positive side, I still get emails from brand ambassadors, and I do on a regular basis. And they're giving me ideas on companies that need crowdfunding, and they're saying thanks, and they're, you know, telling me how important I was and, you know, their journey. And so that makes me, I feel humbled and honored and just to have had a part in that part. So, you know, I'm happy that I still feel like I'm a part of the movement, and I still feel so connected. And even now, you know, the people who are commenting on my LinkedIn posts and engaging with me, a lot of them are Aptera, you know, fans and community members. So, you know, I miss that. You know, I miss my amazing team. I always say to them, and I, you know, will say to anyone, they're absolutely the best team that I have ever worked with in my entire career. And, you know, they're smart and they're purpose-based, and it's been a joy to work with them. And so I miss those guys too. And lots of other parts. It's an extremely exciting and amazing time for Aptera. And so, you know, the excitement of that, there's nothing like that feeling.
That's amazing. All that you experienced with Aptera, and you are certainly still very much a part of that community.
Lots of exciting stuff is new. I have actually announced now that I've gone on my own, and I have started a crowdfunding consulting company, and helping other companies like Aptera who have a vision, have an idea, have something amazing that the world needs, and, you know, haven't had luck with traditional sources of, you know, of obtaining capital, and have an opportunity to get their community involved in making their dreams a reality.
Do you think that there's going to be a shift going forward in the idea of gaining capital, where it's going to be less going to banks and traditional investors and doing more community funding?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think up until now, it has been a challenge for a lot of companies like Aptera who have these amazing ideas to bring them to market with these traditional kind of more, you know, corporate sources of fundraising. And obviously they are important and they play an important role. But, you know, for a company like Aptera, they need the opportunity to be able to do this, you know, whether or not, you know, they have this institutional capital. So I believe it's extremely important. And I think more and more you'll see companies like Aptera who are bringing their communities in to be a part of the, you know, the formation of their businesses and the growth of their businesses and becoming, you know, part of the family and shareholders in the company. And I think that we'll see that more and more. And I think it's absolutely necessary and very important for that to happen.
You know, Sarah, you're one of the foremost experts when it comes to not just equity crowdfunding, but value-based marketing.
This is something you've really pioneered, actually, right?
That's right.
We read your LinkedIn post. We were both moved by what you said. And you just gave kind of a brief synopsis. Would you explain to our audience basically what is value-based marketing and how did you end up making that a big part of your business?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and a lot of it came kind of from soul searching and looking at the past and, you know, what really resonated. And what I realized is, you know, there, when I'm able to tap into what people really care about and believe in, and it goes beyond just a transactional type of experience, it goes beyond functional and it goes into heart and soul. Those are the campaigns that, you know, were the most successful. And so at the time I thought to myself, well, great, there's got to be a tool or a software to figure out the values of your customers. And I'll just, you know, add that on. And as I started researching, what I uncovered was that, you know, there has been 40 plus years of, you know, research in the psychology field and in academia around, you know, values and proving that values drive the majority of our decision-making. Yet there was no way to connect those values insights to marketing in any way. And so I sought to create that bridge. And that was kind of my mission that I went forth with. I knew that I needed more than, you know, than I had. And so I actually started researching, well, who's even studying this? And so I came across a professor named Ryan Howell, who's wonderful. And I sent him a tweet, which was funny. Back in the day, I didn't know his, you know, how to reach him. And so I sent him a tweet and I said, hey, I'd love to get together with you. You know, can we talk? And so we sat down up in San Francisco and I said, listen, you know, I got a problem. I want to transform my business and I want to change the way marketing's done in the world, but I need a framework. You know, I need to better understand how this actually impacts marketing. And he said, well, this is great. He said, because I have a problem too. I have a class full of graduate students who not only do they want to be psychologists, but to be honest, they all want to be marketers. And so we formed a partnership where we utilized his graduate students to help us to build a framework for measuring values in a marketing context. And that had never been done. And so that was done through surveying. We surveyed over 250,000 people, asked them all sorts of questions about who they are and what's important to them in their lives and how they make decisions. And then we took all those insights and created a survey instrument and created a, you know, a method for figuring out what people care about and then really tapping into that to amplify a marketing campaign. That makes sense.
Wow, it does. And it's beautiful, Sarah, because her and I talked about it after reading your LinkedIn post, and we tried to look at our journey finding Aptera Motors, for example, and we realized it's not the 0-60, it's not the solar, it's nothing specific that draws us to the company. It's a feeling. We have some weird emotional attachment, if you will, to the company. No, it's not weird, but we didn't see it happen.
Right, that's true.
And it's genius marketing like that that not only gets results, in our opinion, well, in our life example, but also we're happy as customers. We're happy about the attachment we have. We feel good about this company. So you blew our minds. Thank you.
Well, and I think that's the point, is that it's authentic. And when it is authentic and it comes from, you know, the heart, and, you know, you feel like you're a part of something and you are actually an authentic part of what, you know, who Aptera is and the team and, you know, all of that. And I think that you're right. That is so special. And that is something that's really rare today when you're just overwhelmed with all these messages and companies, and to actually believe and to actually want to be a part of something and feel like when you see a company, that's for me. I'm part of that. I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of the future. And I think for many Aptera fans and for the Aptera movement, they love that they get to be a part of something bigger than they are. You know, it isn't just Aptera. It is a movement. And you know, Aptera is leading that movement. And but it is really just, they're a part of making a positive change that's going to be for the future. And it's so important and it's so meaningful. And I think that by connecting on that level, you're right. You know, you don't really realize it's happening because it's actually this personal relationship that you're building with the company and with the founders. And it's based on, you know, what you care about. So,
and all of that research that you went through has aggregated that to basically six core values that people hold important as they make decisions, right?
That's absolutely right. Yeah. So when I first started, you know, back with the second launch of Aptera, one of the first things that we did was a value study. And we took a look at, because I was curious and I had some, I guess, assumptions. And do people care? Is it the eco-friendly aspect? Do they want to save the planet? How important is, you know, is it that they're making a positive step towards minimizing, you know, their carbon impact and the climate? Or, you know, I think there was another group that kind of I didn't realize, and I would call them freedom seekers. And I was surprised to see the number of freedom seekers. And freedom seekers, they trailblaze. They, you know, they don't go, they just, they want to disrupt a bit. They are not satisfied with the status quo. And I think there's a lot of people in Aptera's community that say, we know there's a better way. This exists. You know, this is real. You know, this is possible. And I think this idea of they want to be a part of making it possible and be the first to make it possible. So there's, you know, there's that too. So uncovering those values and then what's important to those groups of people. And, you know, both of, you know, and you may have both values. Interesting thing about these six types is you can actually have multiple values. But at the end of the day, there'll be one that's kind of the driving force that you'll make your decisions by. And so for us, it's been, you know, what kind of content do we want to create that's going to be, you know, exciting and inspiring to these different types? And so what's going to get a purpose seeker excited about, you know, leaving the world a better place and the future and their, you know, grandkids and all of those things. And also, you know, get a freedom seeker excited. You know, there's a different types of content. And so I think it's, you know, the stories that we tell and the words that we use and the, I think the kind of how we share about Aptera. And it, you know, it's all a little bit different depending on, you know, what your values are and what's really important to you. So that certainly helped us, I think, to create that deeper bond with the community. And I think the ambassador program is a great example of that, you know, of values-based marketing in that, you know, we are tapping into, this is a passion that is, you know, a part of us. It's the fabric of Aptera. And so being able to, you know, tap into that and say, great, you guys love this. You know, we would love for you to be a part of it. And it's, you know, many brands wouldn't be that brave, to be honest, to let their community have a voice. And I think, so I'm really proud of what we have done. And I'm really proud of, you know, the transparency and the, you know, the kind of the communication that we've been able to put forth during this time, because I think a lot of companies, you know, it's difficult. And I think it's been part of the, you know, the core ethos of Aptera from day one. And I think that really was a big part of the success.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it, Sarah.
Yeah.
So can you talk about what you're working on now? Is there any projects that you can get our audience excited about?
Well, you know, as I was thinking about embarking, you know, on my own new journey, the thing that that has been so important to me at Aptera and why I love Aptera and why I will always be a part of the Aptera community is just this idea of making the world a better place. And it has been so fulfilling for me to be a part of the community, to get to, you know, talk to everyone and to actually feel like we are doing this and we are making a difference. And so as I thought about what kinds of companies do I want to work with, you know, what is my focus? And I realized, you know, really quickly, it's not going to be just any company. It's not going to be just any venture. And for me, I want to work with and kind of help to grow companies that are going to be making positive change in the world. And so that was kind of my first filter as I was getting, you know, all these emails and, ooh, this one, what do you think? What do you think? And so I started to just take a look at and, you know, evaluate these possible companies based on what impact do they want to make and what are their dreams, and those ideas need to come to the world. And perhaps in, you know, a more traditional funding environment, they may never get there, but utilizing the people, building a company that's where the people in the community have a voice and have the ability to bring these to market, I think that's really important. And so companies that are changing the world is kind of the focus. One specifically that I have just started working with is called GeoShip. And there's a lot of similarities, and I think with GeoShip and Aptera, just in that, you know, it is a world-changing company, and it is looking to transform, you know, the way that housing has been kind of done in the past. And, you know, it's the idea is, you know, we won't live in boxes in the future. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And there's a lot of benefits that this idea of, you know, it's a kind of a dome. It's very different. It's living in the round, and it's not just a product. It's a way of life. And so in that, you know, similar to Aptera, it's going to be a movement. And I think it's a movement towards affordability. It's a movement towards more natural materials, non-toxic, resilient, you know, hurricane and fire and drought resilient. It's almost, you know, we're recognizing that there is going to be, you know, challenges with the way that, you know, homes have traditionally been built due to climate change. And so there's a lot that I think that is a part of this movement. The coolest thing for me about the GeoShip movement is this community-based aspect of it, where they're really building, you know, villages. They're building, it's an opportunity for a new way of life where you can actually have a more community-based way of living. And I think that's really kind of a cool aspect of it. And I think that that piece of it where it's actually giving back and, you know, nature is a stakeholder and, you know, the community is a stakeholder. And so really looking at it in a way that it's more than, you know, just having a profitable business, and absolutely that's important, but looking at it as, you know, something that's really going to be bringing communities together and making a positive impact. So GeoShip is one that I'm really excited about. And I have some others that I'll be announcing soon. Obviously, as you guys know, the mobility space is really exciting to me. And so, you know, I definitely am looking and excited to have some, but I'm open to, you know, opportunities. So I would love any suggestions that the community may have. And I've already been getting some ideas from our Aptera fans. And I think, you know, there's a lot of insight and wisdom that our community has. And I'm very aligned with that. So I would love any ideas from the community as well.
What's the best way for them to get a hold of you? Just sarahhardwick.com? Or is there a... Okay.
Then they can contact you. Yeah, I have a contact form. You know, book some time for a call and we can talk about what your ideas are and how we can make them a reality. I'm really excited to be a part of, you know, more world-changing companies and also to continue to be a part of the exciting Aptera journey. And that's, you know, that's not stopping either. So I'll always be a part of it.
That's really, it's fascinating what you have accomplished, because when some of the things you're talking about, like GeoShip and like Aptera, they're really very revolutionary things people haven't seen before. So if you're dealing with traditional investing and capital, that might represent high risk. But even in that field, when they see a committed community behind it, it mitigates the risk even in traditional capital. It's fascinating.
Absolutely. And I think that's why, you know, moving forward, you will see crowdfunding and companies, you know, starting up using crowdfunding, but there'll also probably, you know, be an opportunity for, you know, a lot of different, you know, sources. And so I think you're right. They can kind of go hand in hand, but I don't think, you know, companies like Aptera, I think, you know, we need crowdfunding to be able to give these companies a voice and help to bring them to market and, you know, get them to the point where they can be world changers.
Yeah, great. That GeoShip is so important, just a little bit you told us about it, because the housing is a real crisis here in Michigan. Mm-hmm. There is nowhere near enough housing for the amount of people that want to live here in our city in Michigan. And something like that, the little tiny bit of research I did after seeing it on your LinkedIn page, it just made sense instantly to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, well, here you can house a lot of people in their own private place, not stacked on top of each other, and in a way that's in harmony with their surroundings, as opposed to disturbing our surroundings, which is what we tend to do.
Yeah, and also using innovative materials. So like Aptera, you know, it's bioceramic. It's, you know, it's a new way of building. It's a new, and it's also very aligned with the first principles thinking. And so I think there's a lot of similarities there where it's innovation, but yet it's community. So I think it's very similar to Aptera in that way.
So yeah. Cool. Well, we'll definitely be keeping close watch, and we know our audience will too, to GeoShip and whatever else you're involved with, Sarah. You're such an important part of the Aptera family.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, Sarah. We have had so much fun talking with you, and it's been a real treat and an honor to have one of the world's foremost equity crowdfunding experts here to talk with us and our audience. Yes. Thank you for making the time.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Appreciate you guys.